This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Hey, all you horse husbands out there, only three shopping days left. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Heather Cannon from Tampa, Florida, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 22nd, episode 1323. Good morning, horse world.
It's rodeo time, ladies. Let's ride.
It's Women in Rodeo Tuesday with Heather Cannon, where it's Ladies' Day every day.
It's the rodeo show, rodeo show. Come on out to the rodeo. You got your wild, wild west. Kick it up, kick dust. Work real hard, yeah, we give
it. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. As I said, only three shopping days left. I am ahead of schedule, Heather. I'll have you know, I have actually got most of my shopping done already.
No, I don't even want to hear it. I'm so behind.
You were supposed to be ahead. You went to Vegas. It's like nothing
yes,
but shopping.
I had no time. I did get some shopping done, but not Christmas. That's so bad.
I guess when you go to Vegas like that, too, if you're going to do any shopping, you got to like bring extra bags because you're all flying home. So,
and we did.
Did
we
you?
We did, but there just wasn't time for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, you know what? You made a mistake. We'll talk about it, but you made a cardinal mistake. You can't get anything done in Vegas in 2 days. I don't care what you're going for, because it just takes you 2 days to get across town a lot of times.
So true.
Just in the traffic, it takes you 2 days. Well, in case you don't know, Heather is here the fourth Thursday of every month with Women in Rodeo. I am here just because I'm the host of Horses in the Morning, and she allows me to. But that's pretty much, that's why I'm here. And we're glad that you're here. It's our second to last live show of the year. We will have our Horses in the Morning holiday party tomorrow. We invite all our listeners to call in, our sponsors, our friends, anybody, the past guests. Everybody's invited to call in and join us on the holiday party tomorrow morning. But today, we have to talk about women in rodeo, and Jennifer's going to tell us what is coming up on today's show.
Here we go. On today's Women in Rodeo Tuesday edition, brought to you by David Cannon Well Drilling, Miss Rodeo America, Catherine Merrick, joins us for a chat about wearing the crown, freestyle reining, and perhaps some other extreme snow sports. And then Soul Sister Makeover winner Kara McCarron stops by to gloat over her awesome win, along with the Soul Sister herself, Lorinda. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. And I think that you have a daily Winnie, right?
I do.
All right.
Find that sound file, Glenn. You can do it.
Today's Daily Winnie goes out to Crystal Hansen with My Rodeo Queen Coach. I got a wonderful message yesterday from her that she is hosting a listening party for the show
Woo-hoo!
Today. So we have a bunch of rodeo queens listening in.
Yay!
Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Very cool.
We hope you enjoy the show. That'll be a lot of fun. Well, you got, was this your first time heading out to Vegas in December?
No, we have, this was our third year doing that.
Okay.
It was my first time going out to actually work with the radio, though, and work at the NFR. So,
well, tell us all about it.
Well, so I had media passes to go into the media room, and, you know, being a newbie, I had no idea what to expect. I have worked with the RNCFR, the Ram National Circuit Finals here in Florida, but the NFR is a whole other beast of its own. So I just didn't know what to expect. I learned a lot about equipment I need, about how things work. So I will be applying some new skill sets for next year.
It is true. Every time you go to a different, you know, every time you get press passes to go to a different event, every event we've done over the last 8 years, it's different on how the media room works and what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. And we always went by the theory that we were going to do whatever until they told us not to.
Right.
So, you know, we've been in trouble a few times, too. But they've always given us press passes the next year. So But the problem with playing stupid is you can only do it so many times before they catch on.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Eventually they're going to remember.
That's right.
But it was really cool sitting back there and seeing each of the champions come through after they were named the champion. To see them walk through, everyone's clapping, and you get to go and talk to them or take pictures, and that was just a really neat experience, one that I'll never forget, and I can't wait for next year.
So what was the highlight of your trip?
For me, you know, we interviewed Callie DePerrier a couple months ago, I think it was. And
she was on the show, yep.
Yes, and I just knew she was one to watch, and so to see her win and to see that come into fruition for her was really cool for me. I actually got teary-eyed for her. She's just a really sweet, sweet girl, and I couldn't be happier for her. So that was my favorite moment, I believe.
Well, you did an interview with her and posted it on YouTube. I have it here if you want to play it.
I did, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Heather with Women in Rodeo here, and I'm with your new world champion barrel racer, Callie DePerrier. Callie, I'm just curious, at what point did you realize that you had won? Was there a time that you just weren't sure?
I actually had no idea that I won until after the victory lap for the average. I thought I just had won the average, and then they were doing the interview with me and said, congrats, you won the world, and I just started crying. I had no idea, and it's just amazing that I actually won. I can't believe it.
Well, I was back here crying with you. You have a wedding coming up soon, and you've won quite a bit of money. What are you going to do? Are you going to up your honeymoon and do something new now?
I have no idea what I'm going to do with the money. I'm just happy to be here and happy to have won this, and it's just amazing. But we'll see what we do.
Well, that's wonderful. And so now what do? You're going to go home and just enjoy a quiet Christmas and spend time with your family?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Just take a little month off or so and just hang out with family and friends.
Well, that's awesome. I hope you'll come back on the show soon, and we'll talk all about it and see how you've been spending that money.
Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
So what is the prize money on nationals like that?
She won over $300,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
All you English writers out there that are listening to this show right now going, oh, I get a ribbon.
Yep. Pretty awesome.
Well, that is some serious change.
Yes, it is.
That's like show jumper money. I mean, that's the only thing I can equate it to on the English side of things.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only sport that he would even get close to that.
Wow. So, yeah, she's going to have a great Christmas and a great honeymoon.
Yeah, I'd say.
You know, it was really touching, too, seeing after she won, her family come in and her fiance hugging her. I did get pictures of that. They were just really touching moments to see. And everybody, well, I was crying. I'm assuming others were crying, but I'm a crier. And then her dad coming in, and he cried for a second. She said she's never seen her dad cry ever. And then he was all smiles and so proud of her. So that, it was just so cool to see all that.
You know, it's fun to see her too, because she has the biggest smile. And, you know, she just kind of glows.
Yeah.
Certain people that when you walk in a room, you know, they command presence, and she's one of those.
Yep.
Obviously, in the arena, too.
Yes. And it was really neat to watch when she won the average, and she jumped off her horse and ran up to get her saddle and recognized for all of that. She was so ecstatic just about that. Not even realizing she had won the world. And that's why she said, then they told her, by the way, congratulations, you won the world. And then she just started crying.
And oh, by the way, you can buy a few more of those saddles if you need to.
That's right. That's right. I imagine her horses will have a very nice trailer after this.
Yes. And a few treats along the way.
Yes.
Well, good for her. Good job.
Yeah.
So now your adventures in Vegas, I always want to find out. First of all, where did you find your favorite shopping? Because that's what everybody talks about after going to Vegas in December.
Well, for me, I loved all the shopping. It was all amazing. But one store in particular, and they actually worked with me on my Women in Rodeo mixer and different things. But it was the first time I'd gotten to stop by their store and really see their merchandise and meet the women. But Yaya Girls, and it's Y-A-Y-A Girls, G-U-R-L-Z. amazing stuff. I loved everything in their store. They have the top brand, Tasha Pelosi, and just beautiful stuff, and several things that I had seen on the web and had saved it to a Pinterest board that it was on my wish list, and there it was, and so I grabbed it.
There you go.
So see, I'm very guilty. I didn't do my Christmas shopping. I may have done a little too much shopping for myself.
I think
but that was my that was my Christmas present. Darren, you know, he spoiled me, and that was my Christmas and our anniversary. So
very cool. And your favorite restaurant?
It was a place in the Venetian called the Yardbird, and it was
the Yardbird.
Yes, Yardbird, and it was
in the Venetian. That's an odd.
I
wasn't expecting that name in the Venetian. Yeah,
it was Southern cuisine, and they took it to a whole nother level. So I was so bad. I went in there and I had biscuits and gravy, and so it was biscuits and had gravy and it had chicken and an egg on top, and it was some of the best biscuits and gravy I've had in my life.
So you went to Vegas and you got ended up with biscuits and gravy anyway.
I did. How awesome is that? And sweet tea. It was about the only place I could find sweet tea.
Okay, Southern girl.
Because I was so lost without
in the Venetian. You could have had anything else.
Nope.
That's funny.
But I did
can't
have
take
sushi.
The Southern out of you, can
times.
You?
Nope.
That is
so what about you? What have you done the last couple of weeks?
Well, we've just been working, just here doing our thing, got the radiothon out of the way, and we're, you know, glad that that's over for this year.
Very good, but it was a success.
Yes.
It went well.
Yeah, it went really well, and we were thrilled with it. If there's some new listeners and you don't know what we're talking about, we did 12 hours live on the air. We started with Charlie Daniels and as our first guest, and he told us all about Christmas at the Ranch and his favorite memories and his favorite songs and all that kind of thing. So that was a lot of fun. We had Bob Baffert on during the day. We had 30 guests. We had about 200 people call in during the 12 hours, and that's all available if you go to horseradionetwork.com. There's a banner on the top of the page there. It takes you to all the recorded versions of that, and you can also find it on our Horse Radio Network app. On the App Store, it's under the Stable Scoop Radio Show is where we put the radiothon. So, yes, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Very good.
We had a good time. Well, let's talk a little bit about our sponsor for today, and that's David Cannon Well Drilling, has been the trusted company for well drilling and well pump installation in Central Florida for 26 years. David Cannon Well Drilling is a family-owned and operated company in its fourth generation of business, building a reputation for honesty, dependability, and a level of integrity that customers notice through their outstanding work ethic. Offering agricultural, residential, and commercial well drilling in addition to well pump services, including irrigation wells, pressure tanks, aerators, irrigation pump systems, pump repair, water analysis, and more. You can visit their website at DCWD, that's DCWD.org, or give them a call at 941-776-1471. That's 941-776-1471. And anybody that lives in rural Florida knows how important it is to have a well company that you know and trust in your phone ready to go, because we just have issues with the sand down here, and it's a little bit different situation than even when we lived in the north at the farm up there. So it's something that you really have to keep in mind when you live down in Florida.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Jennifer's going to get our first guest on here. And in the meantime, what else did we need to chat about?
Well, we can cover a few of the other, you know, we're Women of Radio, but we can cover a few of the other winners of the NFR if you
sure.
would like.
Yep.
We had the tie-down roping champion was Caleb Smith. And let me see. Our team roping champions, and I cannot say their last names, was Aaron T. I'm not going to say the last name, and Colin. Let's see. Saddle bronc riding was Jacobs Crawley. And your bareback riding champion was Stephen Peebles. And your steer wrestling champion was Hunter Cure.
Very good. And Jennifer, you had a question too.
I did have a question. This is just got me thinking about it. What I did over the weekend, I went out and did a little ranch sorting practice. and had a great time. Everybody was lovely and had a great time with it. And we talked about it a lot on the show yesterday. But in rodeo, my first question is, does rodeo have a national governing body? Like in show jumping, there is the United States Hunter Jumper Association, and then the United States Hunter Jumper Association, the next level up from that is the United States Equestrian Federation. So there's a national governing body. Does rodeo have a similar organizational tree?
I would think that in comparison, it's the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. That's who.
Okay.
I believe that would be the comparison to what you're speaking okay. about. So yes.
So when somebody would go to larger rodeo events, they would fall under the guise of that organization. Now, within that organization, are there specific rodeo events that are in it? For example, in the United States Hunter Jumper Association, these are the eligible classes that you can have
yes.
in your show. What
yes,
are those
correct.
Events? What are
well,
they specifically?
It was pretty much what I just named off, all of the champions. It would be all of those. And you know, a great person to ask about that is our next guest. She, you know, this, she, speaks and advocates for the PRCA. That's her job. So,
oh, wow.
she, yes. So that would be, she'd be perfect to talk to about that.
All right. Very good. Well, Jennifer, why don't you go ahead and get her on the line and, she'll get that taken care of. Now you were at Miss Rodeo, the competition itself.
I did not make it to
okay.
the pageant. No, I was too late for that. We are hoping and praying that I'm there for both next year.
And that's like a week long event.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, those girls, they run like crazy for a full week. Yes.
And I
think they run on like 4 hours sleep a day.
And we'll ask her about this, but they didn't get it wrong at the end, right?
No, I can't wait to ask her about that.
Just
oh goodness, what a mess!
How must you feel? I mean,
I don't know. I am curious if Miss Rodeo America or any or you know Miss Rodeo USA, if that's ever happened in their organizations or not.
Well, no, because they probably have the winner card that the guy actually had, the MC actually has to read, legible.
Yeah, they probably have practiced.
Yeah, I saw the winner card. Actually, he took a picture of it because he was so mad that everybody was beating up on him, the host.
Uh-huh.
There. And
uh-huh.
It was horrible. It was. I would have gotten it wrong, too.
Yeah, no, it is definitely not his fault. Unfortunately, he's taking the fall for that. But,
yeah.
No, there should have been some practicing going on.
Well, at least make the card legible.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Put the winner 1, 2, 3. The way the card was set up, for those that didn't see it, is they had the third place and the second place in the middle of the card in like 20-point font. And then in the lower bottom right corner, they had the winner in about 8-point font. So
oh my goodness.
You look at the card, you wouldn't even know that the winner was even on the card.
It was bizarre.
It was very bizarre. All right, let's get to our first guest.
We have Catherine Merck, Miss Rodeo America, on the phone. Are you with us, Catherine?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning. I'm so glad you're with us. So we have to
well,
ask
thank you,
we you
for just, having me.
Yes, ma'am. We have to ask you, I know this is so left field, but we were just talking about the Miss Universe pageant. So what are your thoughts? Did you see what happened?
Yes, I did. And I am so incredibly impressed with both of those women. Because being fresh off a pageant situation with truly amazing girls, after that much competition, you know, emotions are running high, there's a lack of sleep, and you really have done your best and totally put yourself out there. So the way those two women handled themselves, I was really impressed with them.
Absolutely. What an awkward situation. And you could see it in both their faces. And when they announced the real winner, she felt so awkward. You could see it.
Completely. And thank goodness we've never had that situation in the Miss Rodeo America.
That was my next question. Has it ever happened? I didn't know if it had or not.
Not
I'm not surprised.
I know of, thank goodness.
Have you been holding, ever since that happened, what was it, 2 nights ago, have you been holding on to your crown really tightly? Are you expecting them to show up to your door and go, oh, made a mistake, sorry, have to take it back?
Thank goodness. No, I have not been expecting that, because we actually, we have an accounting firm that does all the counting of the judges and everything. So I feel pretty safe in this organization.
All right, good. I'm glad you're safe.
No, she is truly our new Miss Radio America. So tell us a little bit about your experience with the pageant before you were crowned. I know you girls run like crazy. Give us an idea of what that's like.
We do, and it was absolutely a fantastic 8 days. People had told me the Miss Radio America pageant will be the best week of your life. And they were right. I never expected to have a competition be that much fun. It is a grueling week for us in that we are only getting 4 and 5 hours of sleep a night for 8 days. We have the full rodeo queen here in makeup, but we're also expected to get on 2 different horses that we've never ridden, no warm-up allowed. We go right in and show. We do intensive interviewing processes. We have a written test on equine science, rodeo knowledge, rodeo history. And on top of that, we have public speaking. And we have no prepared public speaking anymore, which I think is wonderful. So it's all extemporaneous, off the cuff, and what we would actually be doing as rodeo queen.
Exactly, exactly. So how did all the changes go? I know they added rail work and, like you said, the extemporaneous speeches. How did all that go, and how well was it received?
I thought it went very well. They polled us as contestants about some of the changes, and we all loved them. I really think that combining both the rail work and the pattern gave us a chance to show off different how we ride in different situations. So it was a more comprehensive view of our horsemanship, and the extemporaneous speaking was wonderful. It went really well. We got to listen to the speeches when we were done with our own, and the girls were fantastic. We each had 10 minutes to prepare 1 of 5 topics, and it was wonderful. If people in the audience weren't, we had 1.5 minutes, what was so interesting, we weren't given any indication of our time. All of the timing was done in our own mind.
Oh, so there wasn't a big clock up there counting down for you?
No, there was no presidential debate flashcards, nothing.
And you know what? A minute and a half doesn't sound like a long time, but boy, it can be a very long time. It can be.
Yeah. It can
be. What was your topic?
Mine was actually, it's all in the details. So that was 1 of 5. And
it could be anything? It's all in the details. Could be anything? Or did it have to be horse related? Or
no, it did not. It was, so much of it was seeing which topic we chose, but how we chose to craft the speech about, you know, showing off our personality and who we are, what we'll do with that topic. So
very cool. Very cool. So I'm curious, I've always wondered, once you were crowned, what happens right after you're crowned? It seems to me that it would be a total whirlwind and you'd have, you know, interviews and meetings and what happens right after you're crowned for the next couple of days?
Well, you're just about right. Actually, when I got off stage, the first thing I did was an interview with Amy Wilson. And I had about 3 interviews backstage. I was able to wave to my family. And then I was taken up to my first meet and greet press conference with friends and family and the executive board, where Lauren, Rodeo America 2015, introduced me for the first time. After that, I did get to take a little break and eat. And then I was actually the first Miss Rodeo America to do a press conference at the Thomas Mack, which was fantastic. I had the opportunity to meet a lot of the media I get to work with this year. And then after that, hit the ground running. It's the one time of the year when there's 2 Miss Rodeo Americas. And I got to follow Lauren and learn from her in all different situations, from being at the Thomas Mack for the rodeo to sponsor visits, autograph signings, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame golf tournament. It is about what you imagined. We go 90 miles an hour for the rest of the week.
Wow. That's exactly what I thought. And so the other thing I always wondered, you know, you come with a certain amount of clothes and then you're crowned. And what happens from there? Like, do you have to pack enough that you're prepared in case you're crowned? Or is there a wardrobe handed over to you? What happens?
Well, a little bit of both, actually. So my plan going into this was to pack extra clothes for the other side, and if I win wardrobe. And I am a positive thinker, but more than that, we actually lost power in Spokane for 8 days in my hometown.
Oh, wow.
So I packed my if I win wardrobe, and that was what I had for after pageant. So thank goodness I won. And other than that, we get perpetual vests, and part of my prizes is a beautiful jacket, a vest. So I do have those pieces to complement my wardrobe for the week.
Very cool. Very cool. So you're kind of on a break right now. Your first trip won't be until the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What do you look to accomplish while you're there? And do you have your trip all planned out? And what do you expect when you go there?
I'm so excited for the National Western. I think it's going to be amazing to get to go to rodeos like Denver that I had the opportunity to visit as a state title holder this past year. And I'm really looking forward to not only meeting all the other state title holders, but working with that rodeo committee. They host an amazing rodeo, and I think it should just be a fantastic week. I've been told by past Miss Rodeo America that Denver is when you really realize that you are Miss Rodeo America. So I'm looking forward to that, too. It all seems a little bit surreal still. Truly
That's
amazing.
It'll probably sink in. Well,
exactly.
I'm excited for you.
I have a question. Can I ask a question? And this is totally off topic. But that's what I do. So I saw pictures of you on Facebook doing some serious skiing. Are you a skier snowboarder?
Yes, I am. I grew up skiing, and actually in high school, I taught skiing and snowboarding to have a winter job so I didn't have to have a summer job and could focus totally on my horse.
Oh, really? Wow, that's cool. And you live in Colorado, too?
I'm a Spokane, Washington cowgirl.
Oh, Spokane, Washington.
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of mountains up where I am, and I've been blessed to grow up around the snow.
You know, it just reminds me so much of Julie Goodnight, who her husband pretty much owns a ski resort, and she skis all the time. So it's a pretty common thing with horse girls to go skiing.
I guess it is.
I learned something new.
Yeah, she's a big
skier. So
what
about your horses? Do you have horses, Catherine?
Yes, I do. I actually have 5 quarter horses at home.
Wow.
And I am absolutely loving getting to spend some time with them while I'm home. And I actually have, I bred my mare. So she pulled in June. So I do have a little filly at home. And thank goodness I have a wonderful mom who takes care of my babies while I'm gone, my 5 horses.
Aw. Well, that's awesome. And you did some reining. Do you still do some events and stuff with that?
Yes, I do. You know, whenever there's time, I love to rein. And I'm not anticipating having a lot of time to go to reining shows this year, but I show both within the AQHA and the National Reining Horse Association, and I absolutely love to freestyle rein also. I was a dancer growing up. So I love the choreography and the partnership with my horse for that.
Well, that's so cool. I I don't know a whole lot about that side of things, but there was the woman that did the Frozen thing. That was raining, correct? Did you see that?
Not only that, but that was Miss Rodeo Mississippi this past year within our wonderful Miss Rodeo America
that
program.
That was phenomenal. And my daughter loved that. Yes, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
In true rodeo queen style, she had not ridden that horse before also.
I did not know that. Now, see, I learned something. I had no clue she'd never ridden that horse. I would have thought they had trained for months together.
isn't that amazing?
Yes. Wow.
So rodeo queen skills are applicable to all sorts of horsemanship.
That's right. Ready at all times to get on any horse. So
exactly.
I have I have to ask, you know, you are now going to be out and promoting the PRCA. What are your goals for promoting the PRCA this year?
A huge part of my goals are, I didn't grow up, I wasn't born into a rodeo family, and I chose rodeo and came into rodeo. So I hope to be able to draw people from outside the sport into our community. Rodeo is a community that welcomed me with open arms and really made me part of the family. And I hope to be able to extend that hand and teach rodeo goers who have only been to a few rodeos more about the sport so they can become true rodeo fans.
Well, I love that. And I think, Jennifer, did you want to jump on and ask your questions about the PRCA? You asked me a couple questions I wasn't really good at answering. I don't know if Catherine might have an answer for you.
Oh, boy, quiz time.
Uh-oh.
We were discussing earlier the national organizing or the national organization for rodeo. Are there specific rodeo classes, events, I don't even know what you call them in the Western business, in English they call them classes, that are permitted, allowed, hard to ask the question, in certain disciplines you can have these five classes and still be a recognized show. These other three classes that you see in a lot of horse shows, they're not recognized and they don't count. Does it work that way in the rodeo business? Are there certain classes that are always there?
Do you mean our events? We have
events. Yeah, I don't know what to even call the Western business.
Yes, we have our standardized events, and we have six standard events at rodeos, and we also are seeing a shift recently to more rough stock rodeos that are co-sanctioned with the PRCA, which is fantastic. But at the general rodeo, you will have six of the standard events always, so you'll be guaranteed to see your bareback riding, tie down roping, steer wrestling, saddle bronc riding, team roping, bull riding, barrel racing. So you know you're in for a great show at any rodeo, really.
So what is, define rough stock for those of us who are complete greenhorns.
Rough stock is the riding events where you're timed for 8 seconds on either a bucking stock horse or a bull.
Oh, okay. So rough stock are the ones that we love to cheer for when the cowboy gets tossed on his butt.
There you go. Exactly.
Okay. Got it. So things like mutton busting, they're not official. They're just fun.
Oh, they're not official, but I'll tell you, those kids take those very seriously. Yeah, I would too. They're pretty amazing. We have some rodeos to give out. The National Western gives trophies that are taller than the kids. So
wow, that's awesome.
It's pretty serious business when it comes to mutton busting, and those kids have the best time. It's so fun.
So where do kids go from mutton busting? Because obviously that's a children's event. Are there any other events at that level that are divided amongst kids? For example, the barrel racing. Would you have barrel racing for subdivided into age categories?
Well, we do have junior rodeos, and there's the National Little Britches Association. There's the National High School Rodeo Association. We have in Washington several junior associations. So a lot of kids can grow up through rodeo, competing in different events. Goat tying, for example, steer riding. So kids have an opportunity to experience the different rodeo events at a younger age so they can practice for when they can do the big kid events.
So you would typically not see those junior riders competing at the same competition as the adults?
Typically not. There are some rodeos that will showcase our youth, which is fantastic. We also have some wonderful events like stick horse races and all of those.
they're a lot of fun. I enjoy watching the stick horse races, but mutton busting, I must say, is kind of my favorite. Yeah,
it is. I've gotten to, as a rodeo queen, I've gotten to judge some mutton busting, and I don't think there's anything harder than judging those adorable kids and how hard they work at that.
Yeah.
Well, Catherine, I have to tell you real quick, we have a group of ladies listening in today. They actually, there it's a listening party that's hosted by Crystal Hansen with My Rodeo Queen Coach, and they're all listening to hear you. So we've got rodeo queens that were so eager to hear you.
That's awesome.
Yes, so I wanted to ask you, for any of these girls that are new rodeo queens or aspiring rodeo queens, what advice would you give to them?
You know, I think one of the biggest things in being the best rodeo ambassador you can be is truly being yourself and being confident in yourself, because we all have our own strengths and our own weaknesses. And we bring those strengths and our specific skill sets to the rodeo queen world. And we all have something to contribute to this sport and representing the sport. So truly, you know, focusing on working hard, on your education, on doing your best every day, but really being true to yourself and thinking, what can I do to better this sport?
And I got to tell you, I think, and I've been, you know, you're the winner last year and yourself, you guys must have some social media training, because we always warn, you know, teenagers coming up that you got to be real careful what you post on social media, whether you want to go to college or get a job eventually. It's first thing I look at as an employer. I look at the social media accounts to see what's posted, and every employer is doing that today. So you guys do a good job of making sure that you're not posting things you shouldn't be, but that is oh so important. If you're looking at doing anything that involves the public later on and you're a teenager, you don't need to be posting certain pictures or certain posts.
That is fantastic advice. And in many ways, a rodeo queen competition is a job interview. It's one of the most wonderful jobs that a young woman can have the honor of holding. But those judges are interviewing you. And so many of the judges will be on social media, whether you
think so or not. Oh, I guarantee
everyone
has checked out your Facebook and your Twitter, right? If you have Twitter, Facebook, whatever you have, Instagram, they have checked it out.
Yes, they will.
So
absolutely. Yeah. I wrote a whole social media post on that as it pertains to rodeo and social media and how we should conduct ourselves. So I feel very strong about that.
So limit the party pictures is what we're saying. That's just
yes.
I have a
focus on those wonderful rodeo photos.
So Catherine, totally off topic again, but what's your favorite Christmas memory? Do you have a Christmas that stands out for you?
You know, Christmas is a very, very big thing in our house. We love Christmas. We love our white Christmases. But I don't know if I can pick a single one. The most important thing to me has always been being with my family at home and enjoying each other. So overall, I think every memory in some way involves something fun we've done as a family on Christmas Day.
Do you, that's a question we always ask the horse girls, do you ride on Christmas?
You know, not always, but I always ride either Christmas Eve day or the day after Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so lucky up here. I mentioned our snow, but we give the opportunity to ride in an indoor arena, and it's wonderful. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't ride all year round.
Very cool. Oh. Well, your voice sounds like you've been talking a lot. So get used to that.
Just to remind you, now it is 6:38 instead of 9:38 for me this morning.
Oh no! Well, thank you for getting up so early and joining us.
Oh, of course, I wouldn't miss it. I just need about one more cup of coffee, and that'll be perfect.
There you go.
I just have one last question for you. What are you doing between now and your next rodeo? Are you just staying home and resting, or do they have you doing anything? You just laying low?
I am doing some laying low, actually. Really trying to get organized and prepared for my year, and doing some smaller, wonderful things like this interview with you today. And really focusing on my family for the next few days of Christmas, and then it will be full speed ahead with plans for the year ahead, packing, lots of thank you notes. For all the rodeo queens listening, thank you notes are the most important thing. And after a pageant like the Miss Rodeo America pageant, I have some thank you notes to write to some amazing sponsors and amazing volunteers.
Oh, awesome. And I lied. One more question. Are you coming to the RNCFR in Florida?
Oh, my goodness. I am planning on it. It's so interesting.
Wonderful.
This year. I get booked for rodeos, but I'm so excited to get to go back to Florida. That will be amazing. I love
Wonderful.
That experience.
Well, I will see you there. Wonderful.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Catherine. Well, there you go. She was great.
Yeah.
They chose wisely.
Yes. She's an awesome girl.
Yes, they chose wisely.
We got to know her a little bit, and that's great. I hope the girls that were listening in enjoyed that.
Very good. Well, let's take a break for our song today. And this is little Tiffany DeRose. She's actually up there up in the upper Northwest. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's up from the upper Northwest as well. So we're going to play a little bit of her version of Hallelujah, which is absolutely beautiful. And then we're going to come back. We have more show for you in just a minute.
Chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew ya. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's Tiffany DeRosé, and you can find all of her music at TiffanyDeRosé.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek. I'm here with Heather Cannon, and it is the Women in Rodeo episode. It is our second to last live episode of the year. We'll have another one for you tomorrow morning on Horses in the Morning, and then we'll have some recorded shows for you throughout the rest of this year. I have a list for you here, Heather. Did you see that Smart Pack came out with their top 10 horse names for 2015?
I did not see that. I know you sent me the list. I'm looking for it now.
Well, I didn't send it to you. I don't think so. So I didn't send it to you. I wanted you to guess. So you have any guesses on the top 10 names?
Top 10 names of what? Say it again.
Top 10 horse names for 2015. Smart Pack comes out with it every year because, remember, in the Smart Packs, they have to put the horse's name on them. So they get hundreds of thousands of people that have to give their horses names, and then they take the top names and they publish the list every year.
Well, I know the AQHA has their horses of the year, so is French First Watch on there?
No, this is just barn names.
Okay, I see what you mean.
This is just your horse's barn name.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
What you call your horse, not the official name.
Oh, I don't know then. Buck.
Actually, Buck is not in the top 10. But, you know, Buck's probably got to be in the top 20.
I had a horse named Buck, and of course he was a buckskin.
And you know what? When you take a look at this list, you really have to think of Disney a little bit. Believe it or
really?
Not. Yeah, you know, so, I know that parents name their kids after Disney characters and princesses and stuff. And a lot of people name their, like, our horses are named after Muppets.
Is there really actually a Mickey?
There is not a Mickey, but I'll give you the top 10. Number 10 is Bo. 9 is Blue. I don't know. I have never known any horses named Blue.
No, never.
Number 8 is Chance. I've known a few Chances.
Yes.
That's popular.
My neighbor has one named Chance.
Yeah. Was it a paint by any chance?
Nope.
No. No pun intended. Number 7 is Max. And I think that there are a lot of draft horses named Max. Number 6 is Rocky. I think every Rocky Mountain horse was named Rocky at some point. Rocky, very popular. Number 5 is Cody.
Okay.
Number 4 is Buddy. I always thought of that as a dog name. I never thought about
it
as a horse name.
I don't know that I've ever known a horse named Buddy.
I don't either. That's more of a dog name. Number 3 is Charlie. Again, another good one for draft horses. And then 2, the most popular draft horse name out there, and this list is not just draft horses, but all horses, is Jack.
Okay.
Number 2 is Jack, and number 1 is Bella.
Drum roll. Bella?
Bella, believe
that's
it or
my
not.
Dog. That's my dog's name.
Another dog name. Dog. That's what I was just going to say.
That list is really surprising to me.
It was surprising to me too. I was really expecting more. I don't know. I wasn't expecting that list.
Three of my horses. One was named Ranger. One was named Gunner, and the other one was Buck. So
okay. And they're all very popular names that you would expect to see on this
list.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, I don't have like the top. I don't have like the top 50. I wish I had like the top 50.
Yes, I would like to know more.
I know. And then it was funny. We saw. Have you seen Star Wars yet?
I have not. I have to. I am one of the weird ones that I've watched a little bit of Star Wars, but I've never really sat down and watched all of it.
Get with it, girl.
That's bad, right?
Chop, chop. That is bad. But I loved that. Horsecollaborative.com is one of my favorite websites, and they post some funny stuff. Well, this week they came out with the 7 ways to use your lightsaber around the barn.
Oh, gosh, I love it.
I thought that was pretty funny. Opening feed bags. It would make it really easy to open your feed bag. Just, you know how you're always fighting with that little string, and I can never get the little string to work at the top, and I always end up taking like a scissors or cutting it open, and then
Actually,
it makes a mess.
I'm really good at that, and my husband, I love to watch him because he just can't
what
get
is it?
It
I don't think they're made for men. It must be, because Jennifer can do it too, and I just cannot get that little string to work, and I can't get it to work on the dog food bags either. I don't know why, but I can't get it to work. So a lightsaber would be great. You just go, and you're done.
Yes.
How about if you hang it from the rafters and use it to zap flies?
Love it.
I like that idea, too. You can take out braids, but I think that'd be a little dangerous. You have to be really skilled to take that little
string. I think you can take out hair, too.
Yeah, I think you're going to be taking out more than that little string.
I think that was a fail.
The rubber band, yeah. Lunging. Yeah, guaranteed your horse is going to lunge really fast if you're chasing him with a lightsaber. trimming the trails if you're going trail riding and, you know, there's a branch in the way.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no problem. That would. These are seven ways to use your lightsaber by Horse Collaborative. Teaching your horse to respect the gate. I'm not exactly sure how they thought about that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
What you're doing with that one. And then, you know, cutting the strings on hay bales. You know how sometimes they're hard to get to?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't have that problem. Now, you'd burn down the barn. But
yes, you would. I would imagine you would light the hay on fire.
Yeah, strings would be no problem, though. You won't have a barn left, but strings
would
be.
Well, some of those were really good.
And then, what was the other one I saw here? Oh, this is another good one, the thing that came across. These are the 10 questions people who don't ride should stop asking.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Yeah. Do you love your horse more than me? And you know what? There have been times in my horse husband history for 30 years that have thought about that question. Now, the smart horse husbands don't ask it.
That's like me asking my husband, do you love your boat more than me?
Yeah, don't ever ask that either. Or a husband that plays golf, you don't want to go there either.
Exactly. Because
they're going to get an answer you don't like. You're just not going to like the answer. How about, these are questions non-horse people ask. What exactly is sheath cleaning?
Have fun answering that one.
Yeah. How much do your horse's shoes cost? Way too much. When will you be back from the barn? Another horse question that boyfriends that are first starting out dating a horse girl, because you know what? They're always at the barn. And you're thinking that the whole time. I guarantee you, I know, I've been there. You're thinking about asking this question. You make the mistake of asking it a couple times. And then you learn. You know what? We always said that it always helps you know, in training future horse husbands, in our Horse Husbands 101 class, we tell you get a hobby that takes a lot of time and some money, because then you have your own thing. And then you also can claim your own, you know, your own portion of the money in the household for your hobby. So she doesn't get it all.
Right.
So that's one of the things we teach in Horse Husband 101. Do you blindfold your horses in the summertime? Yes, I can't tell you how many people have asked us about the fly masks.
Then they say blindfold.
Mm-hmm. They think you're blindfolding your horse.
Wow.
But you know, if you're a non-horse person, it would look like
you just don't know.
Yeah,
I guess so. You're just confused.
It would look like you're doing that, right?
I guess so.
The next one, where do you put your horses in the winter? I've never been asked that one. another question we get by non-horse people, how much do your horses eat? Yes, a lot. I know,
yes,
I just went and bought hay yesterday. So, how much does it cost to feed a horse? A lot. I just went to get hay yesterday. Do you want to do something this weekend besides going to the barn? Another dumb question asked by rookie boyfriends.
That's funny.
Yes, because the answer is always no. They don't want to go see Star Wars with you. They're only going to go because it's a new relationship. After a while, they're not going to go. So don't even
That's ask. Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, honeymoon's over. No going to see Star Wars with you.
I'm going to the barn.
That's right. And I want to buy a horse for my daughter. How much money do I need? And that one, the only acceptable answer is just laugh. Just laugh. That's the acceptable answer to that. Yes.
Well, I'm guilty of asking most of the barrel racers I talk to. So what do you look for when you're looking for a barrel horse? Because eventually my girls want one. So I am. I always ask that one question. They probably get tired of hearing that.
All right. Let's talk about one of our other terrific sponsors for this episode, and that's Rodeo Results. Rodeo Results is the only app of its kind that delivers live scoring updates to your phone. Whether you are at a rodeo or not, you can follow all of your favorite athletes, events, scores, and standings in one place in real time. Just go to the App Store, and this is iOS or Android, and search for Rodeo Results and download it today for your iPhone or Android, and you also can find them on the web at rodeoresultsapp.com. rodeoresultsapp.com. That's rodeoresultsapp.com. All right, we are ready for the guests.
Okay, we have Kara McGarren, and I hope I'm saying that right. She is the Western Horseman and Soul Sister Makeover winner from Vegas. And Lorinda with Soul Sisters is joining us as well. And I want to take just a second to give a little background on Kara. So California cowgirl Kara McGarren's story stole the hearts of the Soul Sisters and swept the competition. Kara is the mother of a five-year-old little girl and also works as a Mary Kay consultant and rodeo queen pageant director. Kara recently learned that her breast cancer she had battled for 7 years has returned. At the young age of 22, Kara had a malignant lump removed from her breast and thought she was in the clear. But at age 25, when her daughter was just 5 months old, Kara found her lumps and found more lumps and underwent another lumpectomy and several rounds of chemo and radiation. Again, Kara and her family thought she had beaten cancer once and for all until recently when her doctor found more lumps. Kara has an intense path ahead of her as she struggles emotionally and financially, not only to care for her family, but also to stay strong in fighting her adversities. This is the story that touched Soul Sisters and placed her as the winner for a makeover in Vegas. And so I want to welcome to the show Kara and Lorinda. Welcome, ladies.
Hi there.
Good morning. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. So, Lorinda, I want to hand it to you for just a second to let you explain the process of picking your winner and about the competition and the makeover itself. So I'm going to hand that to you for a second.
It was a really exciting process. We partnered with Western Horseman magazine to find somebody out there that was in need of it. It started as an ambush makeover, and as the people started nominating people and emailing in people's stories, it just kind of evolved and changed. And we actually, everything that you just talked about, Kara, we had no knowledge of until after we picked her as the winner. One of her dear friends nominated her just on the good merit of the things that she does for her community and the people around her and what a giving, kind person she is and always putting everyone before herself and just really being that really neat, special person that we look for in a community. And when Jessica Harm, she was in our marketing department, called Kara's friend and visited with her, we got more of the story. And then when Jessica called Kara, we just decided, let's take this whole makeover to a whole new level. And I'm just so excited we did, and I'm so excited she won. There were so many wonderful ladies that were sent in to be nominated. So the process was hard, but we're just so excited that we've got to meet Kara, and she came to Vegas, and we've had a great time with her.
Well, it was wonderful. Kara, meeting you was amazing. You have such a great attitude about everything. And
gracious. So gracious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're amazing. You would never know what you've gone through, just hanging around you. And you made me smile and laugh the whole time we were together. So it was a pleasure to have met you and to now have you on the show.
Well, thank you. It was quite a pleasure to meet you all. I'm still mind blown. Like it was a once in a lifetime experience and life changing. I mean, gosh, the experience itself, the people I got to meet, the things I got to do. I mean, hanging out with you and Lorinda and Amy was just incredible.
Oh, well, tell us about your experience. So from the minute you got to Vegas, what all happened? What all did you do?
Well, there were so many firsts for me when we got to Vegas. My friend and I, they actually brought my friend with me, which was incredible. And so we got picked up from the airport and we went to the MGM. And I'd never flown to Vegas before. I live in San Diego, so we always drive. So it was a real treat to be able to fly into Las Vegas. And we went to the MGM and we got our stuff there and took a deep breath and then went down and we got ready for the fashion show that I got to be in, which was incredible. I'd never had my hair and makeup done or been behind the scenes of like such an amazing show before. So we did all of that. I got my makeup done. I got my hair done. And it was really fun because I didn't get to see any of it beforehand. So I walked in there like plain Jane. And then when they were all done, like when I looked in the mirror, it didn't even look like me.
Oh, like, did you cry? Did you cry? Did you get emotional when you saw it?
I tried not to because I didn't want to ruin the 2 hours of makeup they just did.
Lorinda, tell us about what she wore that night and what she was modeling and how you did the hair and makeup.
So, you know, she told me that she mostly just wears cowboy boots, jeans, and a black tank top, which, you know, that's pretty much a lot of our own uniforms. I mean, that's just when you're a mom and have a lot going on. Yes, I mean, black, something black, some denim, and some boots. Here we go. We're golden. Maybe put on some big earrings. You know, we had never met her, and so I met her in the lobby of the MGM, and, you know, she's in her little sweatsuit and, you know, just as adorable as can be, not any makeup, nothing. And she's like, I cannot believe I'm walking around NFR with no makeup, you know, because it's later in the afternoon when we take her into hair and makeup. And, you know, we just wanted to do something just that really brought out her beauty, you know, and still on the level of a fashion show. And it, I mean, just when even it took my breath away when I walked around to look at her in makeup, I'm like, holy moly, this girl is a showstopper. Like, just, it was, the makeup job they did on her was amazing, which, you know, when you're beautiful already, it's easy. But we wanted to put her in something, you know, different that she's never wore. And the line that she wore is the Sophia line, and it's a silk Italian line from a lady that she makes out of Houston, Texas. And it's kind of like a one-size-fits-all, so it doesn't matter what size you are. It fits all different kinds of people. Her first outfit was a romper, a turquoise, really pretty turquoise romper with a Rodeo Quincy belt. You know, we just wanted to do really fun, different things. And, you know, and through this process, we wanted to teach her, like, how, with a few couple things, how you can take your outfit to the next level. And then I believe you walked in the rocker one also. Is that where you wore the dress, the Sophia silk dress,
yes,
with boots, and we put a really cool belt and sash with it from Cowgirl Justice. And it was just so fun because of all the brands that sent stuff in. We got to mix it up and show, you know, you can take a mainstream line and put it with a Western line and put your boots on, and, you know, you can really bring out your own look and not, you know, look like you went into the Western store and bought the outfit off the mannequin. So, but she looked fabulous, and she had modeling lessons, you know, an hour before the show. Our choreographer, Jamie, was just incredible, took her out there and showed her how to walk. I mean, you would have thought this girl has been doing, that Kara had been doing this, you know, forever. She jumped right in 100% and embraced everything that,
oh,
you know, that she
awesome
did that night.
Well,
yeah,
you were absolutely gorgeous, the pictures that I saw, and then the night that we were able to meet up, just amazing. And from what you had said to me, it sounds like you're now quite addicted to the whole makeup and shopping experience, correct?
Yes, they just ruined me.
Yeah, no, she had the fashion show, and then Sunday we went shopping at some of the trade shows and went to some of the vendors that, you know, donated during the fashion show, and boots and belts and clothes, and just showing her how to put different things together. And then Sunday she went to the rodeo, and Bob Tallman and ProVision donated 2 suite tickets for Kara and her friend to sit in a suite at the rodeo on pink night. So it was just,
how awesome.
It was a whirlwind trip, but I mean, I think you had the time of your life. I had the time of my life watching you.
I think I said that a billion times that weekend. Like, I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. My favorite, Heather, was, I forget how many days out, but Kara would text me, only 16 more days.
only 9 more days. Only 6, you know, and I'm like, I'm trying to keep my patience about this. She's making it worse on me. How many more days so I get to meet her?
So, no, it's just, it's been, you know, it's been life-changing for all of us, you know, to see somebody battling, you know, what you're battling and to look at every day like, you know what, I have a choice. I can choose to get up and be happy or I can choose not to. And, you know, it just puts everything in perspective and how blessed you are if you have your health. And, you know, you've shown me, you know, how if I think I'm having a bad day, I need to get a hold of myself. You know, I'm very lucky I have my health. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, my grandma always says, she says, you can either roll with it or it'll roll over you.
Oh. So. And that's the truth.
Right.
That's the truth.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
What did your family and your daughter think when you came home with your new look?
Well, my family and my friends are quite shocked that I'm wearing colors, and they have these really great jeans that have this like neon splatter paint on them.
Mm-hmm. And, Fallon jeans. Fallon.
Yes, yes, I'm gonna say I sound like Fallon Taylor.
Yes, they're the Fallon Taylor jeans. I've worn those. I went shopping in those, and you should have seen the way people looked at me. They were like, "What are you doing, ma'am?" It was just so fun. And I've been putting together outfits and really trying to embrace all of this. I haven't worn a black tank top since.
Good for you. It's okay occasionally, though.
I say this is life-changing, but it really is, because it really just gave myself permission to be whoever I wanted to be, and it just with like the clothing and my makeup and my hair, I think that we get so caught up in every day that we forget to give ourselves permission to just have fun every day. And going through this and having this experience just reminded me and like kind of gave myself permission again to have fun with everything that I'm doing and just express who I am and just kind of go with it. And it's been really, really fun, really fun.
Well, you know, my grandmother sold Mary Kay for years, and I did too. And the one thing I took from her that she always said is, if you're having a bad day, you know, go in there, put your makeup on, do your hair, and get dressed like you are going to meet the senator or meet the mayor. And she's like, it will change your attitude. And it is so true. There are people that don't really understand what I'm saying, but when I get really dolled up and do something with myself, I feel so much better. It can just totally change your outlook for the entire day. So
I absolutely agree.
Yep. So, so I want to know a little bit about you, Kara. Tell me, you know, I think I saw somewhere on Facebook that you worked for the VA. Do you still do that?
I'm a caregiver. I actually am really, really passionate about like veterans and making sure that, you know, they get the care that they need. I work a lot with post 9/11 veterans. I don't even know where to start. I just do so much. I kind of feel weird talking about it because it's just my life. I'm super passionate about the sport of rodeo. It was funny talking to Lorinda about everything and going to the rodeo. I'm like one of those crazy people about football and statistics about rodeo. And I love rodeo queens. I think
and
that
you're
they
a
are
director.
So important.
Right?
Yeah, imagine that, right?
So tell us about that. What pageant, and tell us about your experience with that.
Well, the only IPRA rodeo on the West Coast I help with, and it's a bulls-only rodeo. It's really unique, not only to the sport, but to the West Coast, and I'm their pageant director. So I work for a really great group of guys that are super passionate about the sport and raising money for the youth of our community. And I get the opportunity to do the pageant. And so the thing that I'm most passionate about and I love the most is helping young girls become ambassadors for the sport. So there's so much more to being a rodeo queen than, you know, the hair and makeup and shiny clothes. We really make sure that we focus on making sure they know about the sport. It's a really, really hard process. They have to give a speech. They have to know everything about horses and tack, the sport. And because we're an IPRA rodeo in a PRCA area, they have to know about IPRA and TRCA, the PBR, the CBR, you name it. These girls know it. So when they go out into the community, into different rodeos, they're really able to educate the people on the sport and making sure that we have a great image out there. Rodeo queens are really, really important for the sport. They're super great ambassadors.
They absolutely are. And I have a question that you raised while you were talking. You said that it's for a bulls-only rodeo, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just because we have a bulls-only rodeo here at home, and there are no rodeo queens that are involved with it at all. So now I'm curious, and we sponsor that rodeo every year. So I am curious how I can point them in the right direction that maybe they need to look into that. Because it kills me there's no females involved with this rodeo.
Yeah, it's kind of similar here. The group that puts on this rodeo is a guys group. They're super amazing. And then, of course, the bull riders are all guys. So it's really nice to be able to, you know, bring the female aspect into it. And then because we're surrounded by PRCA rodeos, we're really able to bring in visiting royalty. It's really fun because our rodeo is one of the few rodeos where the rodeo queen gets to carry the American flag in the opening, and the visiting royalty get to carry flags. And I have this huge opening ceremony that the girls get to participate in, and it's something that they look forward to every year. It's really super fun. So I love it. I just love rodeo queens.
I think that's something I need to look into. I need to have a conversation, it sounds like.
Yeah, maybe she can fly out and help you get it all rolling and set up.
Yeah, yeah, that would be
there
awesome.
There you go. I've never been to Florida before.
Yes, we will travel. She's not scared.
Absolutely not. I can't put you in a suite. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, she'll sleep on the couch.
Goodness.
She doesn't care.
Oh, well, so what are you up to next? What are you doing now? And how are you settled in at home? And how is your health going? All of that.
We are awaiting tests. That's usually how this process goes for a while. I had more biopsies done to make sure that nothing has spread into my lymph nodes or anything like that. So we won't hear anything back until after the holidays, which, to be honest, I'd rather not have any news.
Agreed. I can understand that. What did you do
quick?
You were just in the hospital. You hit your head or something. What did you do?
Oh, yeah, I did. I gave myself a concussion.
Yeah, that was a great picture you sent me on Snapchat. I was like, what happened to you?
To be honest, I'm not sure, but I'm blaming Vegas.
I can see that.
I think I spent too much time in Vegas. I was, my daughter got a double ear infection, and I was standing there giving her, bless her heart, amoxicillin for her double ear infection. And, my little brother's girlfriend was standing there chit chatting with me, and I just passed out and hit my face on the amoxicillin bottle. So I have a super black eye.
Oh my
god. And just knocked myself silly for a minute.
Oh my goodness. And do they know why you fainted?
No, but I would say that I was probably a little dehydrated.
Right, man.
See, and usually it's the other way, right? When you pass out, you're overhydrated.
Yeah. I would say that's why I'm just going to blame it on Vegas.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Even if you haven't been there, you can blame it on Vegas. It's good. Yeah.
There you go.
That works.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before we wrap, ladies, I want to get both of your favorite Christmas memories. And we'll start with you, Kara. What's your favorite Christmas memory?
Gosh, my favorite Christmas memory. I think my favorite Christmas memory was the first Christmas that I had Braylon. You know, Christmas is always about spending time with family and your presents and all the stuff that you get, like when you're a kid and growing up. And that Christmas was the first Christmas that I really didn't care about what I had. I was just so excited to do stuff for her. And Christmas has really become about, you know, life lessons for her and teaching her about everything and, you know, really teaching her the meaning of Christmas. And so it's become really more special for me. But I think that having Ray was definitely turned Christmas around for me.
I just love your heart. You were just the sweetest.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. What about you, Lorinda?
Oh, there's Christmas is my favorite holiday, and it's the only holiday I decorate for. And my poor sweet husband, I've taken over half of his shop because of all my Christmas decorations. And, you know, I like Kara, you know, seeing your girls with Christmas, but my most recent favorite Christmas memory with my girls, and they talk about it still, is, you know, that darn little elf on the shelf that shows up every year. And to be naughty, and my grandmother bought me holiday Barbies my whole life. So I have a bazillion of these holiday Barbies in the top of my closet. And that elf gets girlfriends. My girls, they love telling the story about the elf and his girlfriends.
That's hilarious.
I think my warmth is the humor. But it just cracks me up. That elf and the Barbies and the holiday Barbies, and they tell everyone about it, and then they tell everybody about what the elf is, and, you know, I don't know. I just want Christmas to be magical for them, you know, because it's a magical time, and you know, I just, you know, family, everything, but that's probably my favorite story. Right now,
absolutely.
My girl retelling the story of the elf getting his girlfriend.
That's so funny.
Sorry. Oh.
Well, thank you both for coming on. I had a blast with both of you in Vegas. I just can't wait again for next year.
Yes.
Hope I will be there a lot longer. But I wish both of you
careful
a very
you
merry
wish for.
Christmas. Oh, right. Well, we're already making plans. My husband's fall drawing convention is the same time as the NFR next year, so I will be there longer, thank goodness. So, not 7 days like I was this year, but actually there longer for the NFR, because I was only there 2 days this year, which was very tough.
Yeah, we need you there, especially for the fashion show.
Oh,
we need help.
Awesome. I'm game. I will help.
Yeah, you need it. Yep. No, we'll get the rooms booked at MGM Grand now and be ready.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Well, you both have
a very
Merry
Christmas.
Merry
yes,
Christmas,
and you
guys.
Merry
Christmas, Lorinda.
Everybody.
Take care.
Thanks.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up for this last episode of Women in Rodeo in 2015. Thank you so much, Heather, for being part of our show this year. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been amazing. I can't wait to see what happens next year.
Sounds terrific. You're growing your brand, and that's what it takes. And you're
that's
doing
right.
a good job with that, and your numbers are growing all the time. So congratulations for that.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and Jennifer both.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning, as I said, is our last live show. We'll be here. We'll be taking callers. If you'd like to call in and say hi and tell us about your favorite memory from 2015, you know, the highlight of your year, we want to hear from you. We'll be doing that between 9 and 10 a.m. And then at 10 a.m., it's our final Really Bad Ads for the year, and we'll be awarding the winner of the EquityMFG.com a shake and fork worth almost $300. So we'll be doing that tomorrow as well. So a lot of fun on tomorrow morning's show. And how about a little Christmas times a coming to end the show? Templeton Thompson. See everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Can't Christmas. You hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling. My old home's a-calling. Tall pines a-humming, 'cause Christmas times a-coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas times a-coming. Christmas times a-coming. Christmas times a-coming, and I know I'm going home. For running, 'cause Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Folks back home when Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming.